Good morning. I just want to talk to you for a few minutes this morning. And Uncle Ron, if you're watching and listening, I'm sorry, but I can't do it without crying. It's going to be a weepy, teary message, but it'll be short. My Uncle Ron, my dad's brother, always says, "Well, why do you have to cry so much?" Can't help it. It just happens. But I'm going to tell you something. And the presence of the Lord is so strong. A lot of times I come to the church during the week, and I walk the perimeter of this room, and I'm praying and praising and thanking the Lord and praying for you and praying for my family and praying for all kinds of things and situations, usually in tongues, most of the time praying in tongues, for sometimes long periods of time and sometimes just a few minutes. This time was a long time. Maybe an hour I walked and prayed. And I said, "Lord, we can't accomplish the things in ourselves that we need to see done. Not in family situations. Not in salvation of loved ones who are not saved. Not in resolving past issues. We don't have the ability." But he dropped in my spirit the song that I passed out to you this morning. Jesus breaks every fetter. I know for a fact that he does. I know that he's broken the fetter of despair and loneliness in me since losing my husband. I know that he's capable and that he cares, whether the fetters that you might bear and I might bear are physical, emotional, or spiritual. It doesn't matter. And I'm going to tell you why it doesn't matter. Because Jesus overcame them all. In Acts 2, 24 and verse 26, it says that Jesus broke the chains of death because those chains could not hold him in the grave. Therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad over my flesh. Moreover, my flesh shall rest in hope. If you have physical chains, even of death, they are temporary in this life because Jesus overcame them. And we can rest in hope in him. Hope that we will see him again. See those loved ones who've gone on before us? My flesh shall now rest in hope because Christ conquered death, hell, and the grave. Moving to Colossians chapter 2, verse 13 through 15, it says this, "And you, us, being dead in our sins and the uncircumcision of our flesh, the putrid, unqualified, the crud of this world, the dross, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven all your trespasses, blotting out everything that was condemning us, and he nailed it to the cross, having spoiled, defeated the principalities and the powers, and he made a show of them openly." Amen. He put them to shame, triumphing over them in it. He's conquered the world, the government, the evil, the indignation. He's conquered it all, and he broke those fetters. And finally, in 2 Peter 2, verse 9, it says this. And this is what, oftentimes when the Lord gives me a message, he starts at the end, and I have to backtrack and figure out the beginning and the middle. And that's exactly what happened here. He gave me this scripture, 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptation, to break the bonds of the chains, the fetters, the bounds, the things that hold us, the weights, and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. We don't need to worry. We don't need to carry the weight of the fetters, whether they were made by ourselves or an outside force that we can't control. It doesn't matter, because Christ broke them. And he knows how to relieve you, the godly, out of temptation. And he knows how to put the unjust aside for punishment. What a God we serve. I'm so thankful for this very, very short message that Jesus breaks every fetter and he sets us free. And I want to invite you this morning, if you are carrying fetters, or you're bound by fetters, or there are things from the past or things in the future that you just cannot figure out, you can't let go, you can't walk away from in your own strength, Jesus broke those fetters for you, and you do not have to carry them by yourself. Let them fall off. Come to him in this song. I'm not singing it by myself. You guys have to help. You have to. But know this, the Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly. You wouldn't be here this morning if you weren't godly. Maybe you have a family member who's bound by fetters that they can't get out of. No matter what it is, maybe it's an addiction. Maybe it's a spiritual bondage that they put themselves in on by, you know, intentionally. Ask the Lord, Jesus, break every fetter this morning. He will. He will. When we sing this, I've got three different versions here. And I can only sing it low, as you know, and I'm sorry for that. Audrey, do you know this song? And Becky can't sing it any higher than I can, so I know she knows it. But there are many other verses to this, but I chose the four that I thought were most relevant, most healing. Jesus breaks every fetter. Jesus breaks every fetter. Jesus breaks every fetter. Given. And that means the promises are ours. The promises that He will never leave us. Even in those dark times, the promise is ours. If you have a fetter this morning and you want the Lord to deliver it off of you, just pray and ask Him as you're singing this third verse again.
I will rest upon
upon His promise. I know this is different, but the Lord is in this. I want to know what fetters have come off in the spirit this morning. I've been asking the Lord to show us. Let us see them. Because he breaks them. Shakatoko shoramokiatai. Shato ramoko siamokiatai. Sidiamoko shataiki. Shikiatoko satai. Yamoko sotoko shatai amakai tiamoko si. For church, there is no surprise to me. There is nothing, nothing that you have been in, seen, done, or watched anyone else go through that is beyond my reach, beyond my ability to deliver. There is none too far, none that is too controlled by Satan, that my power cannot break. Keep asking me, keep looking to me, for in me you will find rest. In your flesh and in your spirit. It isn't hard because I'm reaching out to you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, he breaks every fetter. Jesus breaks every fetter, and he sets me free. If there's one who wants prayer this morning, I invite you to come. I believe the waters are troubled today in the spirit. That means that Jesus and the angels are stirring the waters of healing and deliverance. Come into that pool. Come into that place where he can touch and mend and deliver the godly out of temptation. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Just worship him a minute. Thank you for bearing with me. I know this is different and odd and all those things, but I think it's ordained of the Spirit of God. We worship you, Lord. We give you time and place and space, Lord, to meet the needs of our hearts. We come to you, Lord, with heavy hearts. Some are heavy burdens, Lord, but we lay them at your feet. We lay them on that altar that you made for us. knowing that our help is near. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, church is not about us. It's about Him. It's about trusting that when we reach up, He reaches down. And He makes that connection. I'm so thankful. I'm just so thankful that the Lord loves us. And He draws us nearer to Him. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, we acknowledge you. We give you the place, Lord, the highest place, Lord. Yes, Lord.
I'm working for you and the things that you desire. I am the way.
Yes, Lord.
I am the life. Keep your eyes on me.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord, we keep our eyes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we praise your name. We praise your name, Lord. Hallelujah.